I mean, a streetcar. I keep getting those confused. Can we move along?
I guess.
All right. It's the home stretch of what day is it? Thursday? Is it? Is this still crunch time?
We're exhausted.
I am. I'm just gonna say, I have a great idea. Let's do this.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
Well, it's the Thursday lightning round, and obviously it's about time I went down for a nap because I got no idea what's going on. So let's get to the lightning round.
Man. Ooh, yeah, we both need a nap. Can we just let Fentress, like, we'll call him at 4, and he can just talk.
Right,
we'll
just go.
Just a 20-minute power nap. That's, like, the perfect time to nap is, like, 17 to 22 minutes. That's about a Fentress interview. He can just have hot takes. It'll be perfect. Time for the lightning round. Preseason football officially begins tonight. Time for everyone to dust off their armchair scout hats and tweet about the battle for third-string nickel quarter and the best options for a guy to be a backup on special teams. But before the games come, the injuries and the 49ers announced quite a significant one. Nick Bosa, the number 2 overall pick in last year's draft, will not play the entirety of the preseason because of a, quote, significant ankle injury. Bosa played in 36 games his freshman and sophomore years at the Ohio State University, and after sustaining the injury against TCU on September 15th last year, he hasn't played any football, and it's just shocking that he would get hurt in training camp like this. The Niners are extremely deep in their defensive line, so losing Bosa for the preseason shouldn't be too big of a worry, but it still would be nice to eliminate the learning curve in non-counting games rather than the regular season. So Nick Bosa's ankle injury is a big, little, or no deal.
You know, normally I would say like no deal, but when you're coming off an injury and you get injured and you haven't played yet, it's got to be at least a little deal.
Those Boses, man, they're made of glass. Doesn't make any sense. The Orioles, we were talking about them earlier. They might not be technically the worst team in baseball, but they sure play like it. They're 5 wins better than the Tigers, who are the worst team in the majors right now, but Detroit has found a way to at least be quietly bad and not obnoxiously loud Orioles bad. According to John Boyes of SB Nation on Twitter, he's been tracking the Orioles' home run rate, and Baltimore is on pace to destroy the record set by the 2016 Reds for the most home runs given up ever in a season, 333. They've given up 234 in 114 games, which is just over 2 per game. And you, when you play like a team like the Yankees 10 times at home and not only go 0-10, but you give up 43 home runs in those 10 games, it's a great way to make bad history. What percent chance do you give the Orioles breaking the all-time most home runs given up in a season record?
And not only that, they're also the most games out. They're 37 back.
Oh, that's, they're right in it.
90%.
90?
Just for spite.
Man, that's worth watching. Like, yep. Talk about something to root for. The fun and now good New York Mets are probably going to make the playoffs because that just sounds like the exact sort of thing that would happen in 2019. Leading the way are a staff of all-star pitchers and a bunch of nobodies in their lineup. And by nobodies, I mean, like, who the hell saw Jeff McNeil hitting .340 and Pete Alonso destroying the Mets rookie record for home runs? Through 115 games so far, the Polar Bear has 37 homers, and suddenly another rookie record is in his sight, the rookie home run record. This record has stood for eons, dating back to 2017 when Aaron Judge set it with 52, and the simple math turns out that that would need to be 16 homers in 47 games for Pete Alonso. Judge had 35 through the same number of games in 2017, and look how that turned out. So what percent chance do you give Pete, don't call me Peter Alonso, of breaking the home run record?
Well, if I remember 2 years ago, you were asking me a similar question about Judge, and I bet against him because I was like, a rookie hitting 50 homers, that's asking a lot. So I was wrong once. I'm going to hedge and go for being wrong again. I'm going to say I give him about a 10% chance.
All right. The summer transfer window closed today for English Premier League teams, and the season starts tomorrow. Manchester City are looking to repeat. Liverpool, who finished in second by a point, haven't won the league in 25 years, while Chelsea, Spurs, and Arsenal are all in the hunt, or maybe even a new Leicester like Everton can shock the world. The 2019-20 season starts tomorrow as Liverpool are taking on a newly promoted Norwich City side. So who wins the Premier League? Manchester City, Liverpool, Manchester United, Spurs, or other?
You know I got to go with my Liverpudlians.
Wrong answer, Steve.
Me, a wrong answer. Moi! Yeah!